This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The U.S. Olympic swimming trials are underway in Long Beach, California, and world records are being set. The trials will determine who will represent the United States at the Olympic Games in Athens next month. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan is in Long Beach and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's talk about one of those world records, Michael Phelps.
Absolutely. 19 years old. He still lives with his mother in Baltimore. He set a world record in the first event of the swimming trials, Renee, the 400-meter individual medley. And he looks to be swimming well enough to be on track to make the U.S. team in enough events to go after 7 gold medals in Athens. 7 gold medals is the stuff of legend, as you know. It's what Mark Spitz did in 1972. And Phelps and his sponsors have set him up to go for 7 golds. It's a lofty and difficult goal in the very competitive world of international swimming, but the pressure sure doesn't seem to be getting to Michael Phelps yet. He swam smoothly and beautifully in setting that world record, and his next event, and perhaps another world record, could be tonight in the 200 freestyle.
What's going on there in Long Beach with American women?
An interesting name that people may remember from the past, Jenny Thompson qualified for her 4th U.S. Olympic team Thursday night by finishing 2nd. The top 2 make it in the 100 butterfly. She's 31 years old. She's at Columbia Medical School. And while she's the most decorated U.S. women's Olympian in any sport with 10 total medals, she's never won an individual gold medal at the Olympics. So now she's going to the Olympic Games in Athens. It's going to be very difficult, Renee, for her to win that elusive individual gold, but she's already defied the odds by just making the team.
And how is the U.S. team shaping up, all in all?
This will be an extremely strong, deep, and veteran U.S. team when it's all set by next Wednesday. The U.S. likely will win more medals than any other nation, although Australia is still very strong, especially in men's swimming. Obviously, Phelps is the budding superstar, but there are others. Brendan Hansen, who was touched out twice and failed to make the 2000 Olympic team, utter disappointment, broke the world record Thursday in the men's 100 breaststroke, and he becomes a gold medal favorite. And among the women, Natalie Coughlin is swimming well enough to qualify in 4 or 5 events, counting the relays. She could win 4 or 5 gold medals in Athens. So Coughlin is kind of the female Michael Phelps, and those are some of the names, obviously, to look for on what should be a rousing success of a U.S. team if they keep performing as well as they're performing here.
Christine, can we move you imaginatively a drive north to Sacramento? The U.S. track and field team begins its trials there today. What do you expect?
Marion Jones is the story. Marion Jones, at least to start out. She finally hits the track tonight. A lot of controversy involving the Balco steroid case. She's going to be in the first 2 heats, the qualifying round and then the quarterfinals of the women's 100 meters, which is her best event and the marquee event of her sport. Everyone's wondering, how will Marion Jones do? And there are some doubts right now. The key question is, can Jones block out the distractions of the last few months and just simply run? She finished a relatively poor 5th in the 100 meters 3 weeks ago at a very important meet, and her long jump, which is another specialty, has been inconsistent as well. So she's ranked just 5th right now in the world in the 100, and that's obviously going to be a big issue for her. Can she put everything behind her, Renee, and actually come out and just run?
Christine Brennan is in Long Beach at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Christine Brennan is a sports columnist for USA Today.